Stittam Sattve Prasidati
Tada
Rajastamo Bhavaha Kamalobhadayaschaye Cheta Etair Anabidham Stittam Sattve Prasidati Tada
at that time
Rajaha
in the mode of passion
Tamaha the mode of ignorance
Bhavaha
the situation
Kama
lust and desire
Lobha
hankering
Adayaha
others
cha
and
ye
whatever they are
chetaha
the mind
etai
by these
anavidham
without being affected
Stittam,
being fixed.
Sattve,
in the mode of goodness.
Prasidati,
thus becomes fully satisfied. Translation, as soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. Report by Srila Prabhupada. A living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. This state of existence is called Brahmabhuta or Atma Nandi, or the state of self-satisfaction. This self-satisfaction is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance, whereas the self-satisfied Atmanandi is transcendental to the material state of existence. This stage of perfection is attained as soon as one is fixed in irrevocable devotional service. When you hear irrevocable devotional service, you can think from the nine stages of bhakti is the nishtha. And we'll go back, review what these verses are saying. So when you're on the other side of anartas, in the nishtha stage, that's the irrevocable devotional service. That's how Prabhupada is using the term. This stage of perfection is attained as soon as one is fixed in irrevocable devotional service. This Brahmabhuta or Atmanandi or self-satisfaction stage. Devotional service is not inactivity. He's saying it for the third time in a short paragraph. But the unalloyed activity of the soul. The soul's activity becomes adulterated in contact with matter. And as such, the diseased activities are expressed in the form of lust, desire, hankering, comma, inactivity, foolishness, and sleep, and tama. The effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete elimination of these effects of passion and ignorance. The devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness, and he makes further progress to rise to the position of Vasudeva, or the state of unmixed sattva or shuddha sattva. Only in this Shuddha Sattva state can one always see Krishna eye to eye by dint of pure affection for the Lord. So we're up there already. We'll have to go back and see how we got there. Last paragraph. A devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness. So that doesn't mean we're not devotees. It means Prabhupada is using this term, and the Bhagavatam uses this term, to indicate a demarcation between the practicing and preliminary stages and the mature stage. So a devotee means a pure devotee, or in Rupa Goswami's language, bhakti means uttama bhakti. But in Rupa Goswami's language, the uttama bhakti has its sadhana bhakti stage, its bhava bhakti stage, and its prema bhakti stage. There's the seed, there's the sprout, and there's the blossom and fruit. As we mentioned the other day, pure devotee means unmotivated. The satam, the phrase from the previous verses. Vidhunoti surit satam. Ridyan taksto yabhadrani vidhunoti surit satam. Satam. Those who are truthful, those who are not duplicitous, those that don't have an ulterior motive. Even they may not be in the perfected stage of realization, if their motivation is, I want to be situated in my relationship with Krishna. I'm far from it, but that's where I want to be. That's the satam. And such persons in the mature stage are what this sentence describes. A devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness, shuddha sattva. Therefore he harms no one. But the non-devotee, however educated he may be, is always harmful. Interesting. A devotee is neither foolish nor passionate. The harmful, foolish, and passionate cannot be devotees of the Lord, however they may advertise themselves as devotees by outward dress. So that's the negative, here's the positive way of saying the same thing. A devotee is always qualified with all the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualification may be different, but qualitatively, both the Lord and his devotees are one and the same. End of purport. Prabhupada has packed so much into a little space here. Very, very condensed instructions. So, I'm going to go back to just review these verses that we've been discussing, so it makes this one very clear in context. What has been covered is the first five stages of bhakti: adau shraddha, sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anarjanavritti, nishtha, and now we're turning the corner into ruchi. Already starting into the sixth one. So there's the preliminary faith. When there's preliminary faith, that preliminary faith is there's something beyond this facade of material existence. What it is, I'm not clear, but I have some essential faith. There's something. There's something more meaningful, more sublime, permanent, shelter besides this. So I'm not going to abandon my duties in this realm, but I'm very inquisitive to know what is the background that's behind all of this. I have some essential faith that exists. When that preliminary faith is nurtured by good association, by agyata sukriti, unknowingly encountering beneficial, uplifting experiences of life and association and so forth, then as that preliminary faith comes in contact with Krishna sending some representative of him, sadhu sangha, then that provides some shelter for that inquisitive soul. And there's generally the business of sorting out what's not and what is a good association, because there's lots of stuff in this world that's not, or is a very adulterated form of good association, very polluted or mixed kind of association of teaching or teachers or methods and practices. And finding, so Krishna sends sadhu sangha, and then such a person at that stage, this text 15 is what's being described. Yad anudyasina yukta karma granti nibandhana. The karma granti, the knot of karma, the knot of material affection, the binding knots of reactionary work are cut. Chindanti kovidas tasya ko na koryat kataratim. That is, a very hard and fast buying into the whole program of material advancement through fruitive work. Chindanti kovidas tasya ko na koryat kataratim. Kata, the messages, ratim, some attraction, where there's some, even in the preliminary stage, an attraction for the message of that transcendental realm that lies beyond the realm of fruitive work. It starts to act. And that means faith, this preliminary faith, becomes nurtured through sadhu sangha. Then comes bhajana kriya in the association of sadhus. So that's the first verse that we discussed. Shushushroshadadanasya vasudeva kataruchi. One's engaged in bhajana kriya. That is, bringing one's consciousness to Vasudev, Vasudev Kata. And Vasudeva Kata Ruchi, one develops some sense, a stronger sense, then there must be something beyond all of this to, aha, there is that something. And the medium for entering into that something, for at least like a little contact, is this Vasudeva Kata, the sound vibration. And so an attraction for that message is enhanced by Mahatseva. Siyan Mahatseva Yavibraha Punyatirta Nishevanat. So this is emphasizing in that Bhajana Kriya stage how one's particular appreciation for sadhu sangha grows through the medium of that, what that sadhu sangha is providing. It's providing that sound vibration. Woohoo! Then a natural respect for that sadhu sangha it enhances one's attraction for the kata, for the sound vibration, or it opens one's heart more for receiving the fullness of the benefit that comes with that sound vibration. The Bhagavatam's message penetrates more deeply within one's heart as one mahatseva. Syan mahatsevaya vipraha. Punyatirtha, this person, this sadhu sangha personality, punyatirtha is a moving tirtha, perambulatory place of pilgrimage. Because in that place of pilgrimage, the real benefit of the place of pilgrimage, aside from being in the dham and taking bath in the sacred river, is hearing from the sadhus who were deeply immersed in the fullness of what that tirtha has to offer, that is, spiritual sound vibration. So one's heart opens by entering into the tirtha, and the message of the sadhu penetrates into that open heart. So one who may not be in the tirtha can get the benefit of that by the punya tirtha, sadhu, and rendering service. Just like when we go to the dham, it's not just vacation and take pictures and bring them back and show the pictures, I went to this place and that place, like one might go to a tourist center. But carrying the spiritual message, by receiving the spiritual message. So this is entrance into the Anartha Nivritti stage through the increased attraction of the spiritual sound, which is enhanced by the Mahatseva, the qualitative interaction with sadhu, and therefore the qualitative performance of bhajana kriya are enhanced, which carry one into the Anartha Nivritti stage. The Anartha Nivritti stage is described nicely in text 16. Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyan Taksto Habadrani Vidhunoti. The Abhadras are cleansed, the inauspicious things of the heart. Vidhunoti. This is very clearly Anartha Nivritti, which is enhanced by those upstream things. Anartha Nivritti is what is, we may not be noticing the piles of yucky stuff that's being removed, but it's being removed by that process. And specifically, the yucky stuff means, this Prabhupada translates it as the desire for material enjoyment. This very strong, in these two divisions, fruitive activities to enhance one's position of sense gratification, or speculative knowledge to enhance one's satisfaction on the subtle plane of having a party in mental speculation. That tendency is reduced because another satisfaction is encountered by the higher taste, param drishtva navartate. One can set aside that the mad pursuit after sense gratification and mental speculation by an inner satisfaction. That's the abhadrani vidhunoti suhritsatam. Krishna does that hridyanta, situated within the heart. The sound vibration does, and Krishna within the heart does. It's a dynamic duo. The sound, spiritual sound vibration, heard with an eagerness because of the proper respect for the message itself and the persons who are living by that and vibrating that message. the heart becomes cleansed gradually. A comment with this is, this is being expressed in a very compact form, but it's a gradual process. It describes it like it's an event, but it's not an event, it's a process. It's gradual, gradual, gradual. Another important thing to remember is that all of this is not like cubicle 1 over here and cubicle 2 over there and cubicle 3 over there and cubicle 4 over there. And it's either all in here or all in there. It doesn't work like that. It's stages, just like you might describe, you know, the appearance of the foliage on the trees after winter time. It happens kind of in stages. And some little buds and shoots appear earlier, some appear a little late, but there's a sequence and it follows in a natural sequence. There's an overlap of this stage and that stage. So this is just describing a stage where the desire for material enjoyment becomes cleansed. The desire for material enjoyment has an ongoing cleansing at later stages too. That's the point. And then yesterday's nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. So these abhadrani from text 17, abhadreshu in text 18. And so this is also the anartanivritti stage that leads into the nishta stage. Prabhupada in other places has defined or translated the nishtha stage as firm faith. Here it's irrevocable devotional service, and they're certainly synonymous. One of our acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has described that the nine stages of bhakti can be analyzed as simply faith in different stages, and the terms are describing the maturing stage of faith, just like there's a seed and there's the fruit and flower at the end. And in the seed is the potential for the fruit and flower, and every of the other stages of the growth of that plant or tree is but a stage of the maturing of the seed up to the fruit and flower. So the seed is faith, and the prema stage is faith. It's just different stages of that. And the faith, specifically, the preliminary faith is there's got to be something. I know that there's something beyond material, you know, just the superficial parts of material life, running after material enjoyment. There's something else. And then this nishtha is a steady faith. Nishtha, the stage of steadiness, Prabhupada has also used that term. Firm faith, steadiness, irrevocable devotional service. And in the purport, he's used this phrase, the desire to go back to Godhead. And I'll just read it again. This is from text 17. Most of us do not at all desire to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who does desire to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. So this is another expression for nishtha, where faith has reached this stage of maturity. I want to be there. I don't want to just hear about it and live my life different from that. I want to be there, and I want my life here to be in resonance with that. Or the phrase that I particularly appreciate and use regularly expresses the same thing of I want my relationship, I want to experience my relationship with Krishna. I can be here, or there, or anywhere, as long as that relationship with Krishna is something that I'm palpably and tangibly experiencing. I want that very much. That's where that this desire to go back to Godhead, that's at least I want to, I want, I desire that desire. And when that desire is there, that's the fuel in your tank. That's what carries you in the process of bhakti that makes bhakti more than a mechanical process. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that there are four types of people who come to him to render devotional service. And each one of them, each of the four types, they have a material buzz that they want fulfilled. They have a desire. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritanor jana. Jnani. Somebody wants knowledge, or preliminarily, somebody wants relief from distress. Somebody wants wealth. Arti. Jigyasu, they're inquisitive. Or they want knowledge. I want. Or a combination of wants. And this nishtha stage is on the other side of those wants. That is, my distress is at least reasonably mitigated, and my curiosity, I have literally something of a sense of what this is all about and how it works and how to do it, and my economic things, it's okay, and I have a little knowledge. So now what? What's the fuel in my tank? What's going to keep me going? The nishtha stage is where faith, by the process of the sound, hearing the sound vibration, and with service, with respect to those who are living by that sound vibration, the perambulatory tirthas, the Bhagavata personalities, one can serve them. And through the combination of those things, have another motivation. I want to be established in my relationship with God. I want to be in resonance with that spiritual realm that does exist. I want to experience that. Then these statements that are coming, the effectiveness of the higher stages of bhakti start to fully manifest. Nashta prayeshu avadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. The bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Devotion becomes manifest. The taste. That's that. On the other side of nishtha is taste. Ruchi. Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. So that vidhunoti surit satam, the motivation or the desire, the cultivation or the awakening of the desire, I want that experience all the time, at least some of the time, but all the time, that experience of that relationship with Krishna. Then the cleansing becomes more effective because one's heart is more open or one's faith has matured. So we're getting like a glimpse of what's down the road. When faith becomes more mature, this same process that one may do in the introductory phase, same activities in the more mature stage, has this very exhilarating experience that almost to nil prayeshu, almost to zero, the affinity for going through life with the experience of how can I become a better enjoyer, which means it includes all kinds of stuff like friends and enemies. I like this, I don't like that. This person is my friend, that person is my enemy. I feel some attraction, I feel some repulsion. The platform of duality is just fades. And in the mood of service, how can I act in my relationship with Krishna in relation to this situation, in relation to that situation? Because what's in the priority position in my life is my relationship with Krishna. Here is a situation Krishna is bringing into my life where I can serve him. How am I to serve, please Krishna, in this situation, that situation, that situation? It just drives everything. It's the light that illumines all features of existence in this realm and the spiritual realm. This realm is just practicing ground. It's the training for the Olympics. And it's the nurturing of faith takes place very naturally when these other things are there. And then this is the more mature stage of faith where devotional service, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki, it's irrevocable. That means any variety of the display of duality can come down the road and down the path, and I encounter it, and the disposition to try to act very, very harmoniously and for the pleasure of Krishna in this situation, and it doesn't change with that situation or the next situation. It's the core or seat of consciousness to try to serve and please Krishna. And then, this morning's verse, the modes of passion and ignorance subside. It's not like passion and ignorance haven't already subsided. It's just that's another stage. Like when the little bud in the tree starts to unfurl, you can describe when the leaf appears, but it's, you know, the formation of that leaf was happening in the bud stage too. And then the leaf comes out. So the very prominent in this next stage is the decreasing of ignorance and passion, and that means decreasing the qualities that are exhibited by the influence of ignorance, laziness, foolishness, inertia, lamentation, procrastination, lethargy, moroseness, sleep. It's just that diminishes by this unfolding of, you would say, unfolding of faith or unfolding of the creeper of bhakti that's been nourished by this process described before, and passion of doing this because I'm going to get ahead, I'm going to get something, and that something is going to give me the perk of enjoyment. I will be in a more enjoyer position. That disposition is dissipated because there's a stronger and purer force acting. I want to be in my relationship with Krishna. Then passion and ignorance subside, where goodness prevails. And then Prabhupada explains in the purport, following that is Shuddha Sattva. There's no mixture. Shuddha, at least the bud of Shuddha Sattva starts to unfold. That is, there's not even a mixture. And so it's going beyond the Nishtha into the Ruchi stage. The taste is so strong. There may be some residual or trace or modest amount of there's some lingering passionate ignorance, but it just doesn't even manifest because, at least progressively, the Shuddha Sattva position is now achieved. And that's not going to happen unless this earlier stage is passed, that is, this desire to go back to Godhead, or the Nishtha, or the irrevocable devotional service. It doesn't matter what feature of duality comes, I'm fixed in one thing. Through proper cultivation, through proper Vaishnava etiquette and internal cultivation, both the external and internal behaviors and disposition towards Krishna and Krishnas. And so Prabhupada writes, the devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness. Well, I can think of a devotee or two that's not so fixed in the mode of goodness. So that means it's not a deception or an exaggeration. It's a matter of defining what is a devotee. So Prabhupada defines it. It's not just changing outward dress, or it's not just behavior modification. A devotee is from the heart. And when the heart is in the right place, behavior modifications follow very naturally. Not only behavior, but the quality that one carries becomes transformed. The bhakti process is a transforming agent that some persons take as an external thing. You just put on this set of clothes instead of that set of clothes. You put on this set of behaviors instead of that set of behaviors. But internally, you don't have to do anything. You can just be in passion and ignorance all you like. Be angry, be lusty, be greedy, and just change your dress and change a certain set of behaviors. That's not a devotee. A devotee is where it's the faith is being transformed, and with that transformation of faith, the particular message of this is that the qualities of Krishna become manifest in that person. Again, it's not that that doesn't happen at an earlier stage. The leaves and the bud before the leaves come has that some qualities are being met, but the fullness of we can't expect that someone in these preliminary stages are going to have devotional qualities or the qualities of Krishna, even though they're practicing, if their faith hasn't been properly transformed. This is addressing one of the questions that you were asking. All that does is it says this is the stage of faith of this particular individual. Their dress is like this, their practices are like in correspondence with their dress, and their quality is at a lower stage of faith. Kama, krodha, and tama. Rajas and Tamas. So to go beyond the rajas and tamas, one has to have the proper regard for sadhu and mahatseva and bhagavata seva and vasudeva katha ruchi and nishtha. Then we can expect qualitative oneness or more proximate matured stage of qualities like Krishna. Therefore, the devotee is at once fixed in the mode of goodness. At once means it the potency is there to do that. One who has that internal disposition, it happens very quickly. Boop. At once. If the weather remains very, very cold, then spring is delayed. The buds and the leaves and the flowers on the trees come much later. Once means the potency is there, depending upon the receptivity of heart. The potency is there. And then following that is Shuddha Sattva. So Prabhupada has given us these three terms that he's using, not identical, but kind of interchangeably. Brahmabhuta, Atmanandi, and Shuddha Sattva. So Brahmabhuta, we know the verse from Bhagavad Gita. Brahmabhuta prasanatma nasochati nakangsati samaksarvesha bhuteshu mad bhaktim libhate param. And Atmanandi, satisfaction of the soul, more than satisfaction, ananda within the Atma. It's the spiritual position. This is not at the bhava and prema stage, but that there's a glimpse of that even on the other side of anartas. One can experience spiritual life. One gets an encouragement. Let me go further. And prasidati is another. In these second chapter verses, this word is a buzzword. It's a refrain. Suprasidati, prasidati, prasanatma. It's what everybody wants. We want to be happy. And in the material life, it's not happening. Whatever it is momentary at best, and it's very superficial and cosmetic. It's not anything deep and sustaining, and it's gone. So that's not suprasana. It's not prasanatma. It's sense gratification. It's temporary, flickering. Now you see it, now you don't. Here's the rabbit out of the hat, now he disappeared back in the hat. Where did the rabbit go? Where did the happiness go? Oh, it was just a trick to keep you chasing after material happiness. It's part of the ploy of Maya. But this is a different kind, qualitatively real, as opposed to illusion. Maya. Not real. It's real. Stittam sattve prasidati. Stittam, one becomes situated in goodness, that kind of goodness, that prasidati, suprasana, atmanandi, brahmabhuta, that one can experience that. This is describing the ruchi stage. One can savor that happiness, not in a self-indulgent way, but in a natural, just radiating happiness way. One experiences from within. not an object comes in contact with the sense and there's a buzz. And then the object goes away and there's lamentation. And then one becomes hankering and lamenting, and there's no real satisfaction that happens at any phase in material existence. But this is just an inner happiness. It's not a selfish, but it's a natural qualitative existence because of one's relationship with the Supreme. Like the spark that's brought back into the fire, it glows. This is the final point. We're way past time. Prabhupada is speaking about qualities. Very important that a devotee is always qualified with all the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different, but qualitatively, both the Lord and his devotees are one and the same. So it's part of the, it's two things, we'll conclude. It's part of the experience of one who's in this suprasana stage is qualities that they didn't even know existed within them come out. It's the transformation of bhakti that brings those qualities that are inherent to the soul out, along with the natural state of joyfulness, the qualities of the spark in the fire. It glows. The soul in relation to Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, or the inherent qualities of the soul, become manifest. And another point is, on the prior to that stage of the qualities coming out, is the devotee cultivates those qualities. Not in and of themselves, but for the purpose of pleasing Krishna. For the purpose of being in a relationship with Krishna where Krishna is pleased by one's being in that relationship with him, by being before Krishna clean and pure, and respecting the fact that we're before Krishna. We want to be nice. Just like the, again, this example of the child being respectful of the parent in the presence of the parent. That little kid running, "I want your attention, I want your attention, I want your..." Just like children are, they're the attention machines. So, calm down, be respectful, and in that natural dynamic, the other finer qualities of the soul come out. Wanting to be in the presence of Krishna in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. And the preliminary entrance into that has been described in the previous verses. Bhagavata Seva Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So we're getting like a little, the anatomy of the stages of bhakti in these 4 or 5 verses. Hare Krishna. Any discussion? How many trains have you missed? Oh, that's right. Hey, that's right. Okay. That's right. Okay. see the Prabhupada key.
Yeah.